aften og velkommen til Radio Shalom. Vi sender på 87,6 på FM-båndet og på 90,6 på hybrid. Radio Shalom sender hver aften mandag til torsdag fra klokken 18:30 til 20. Hver tredje onsdag sender vi på Yiddish. Lørdag aften klokken 22 til 24 sender vi musik. Søndag formiddag klokken 10 til 12 sender vi ugens magasin. Og søndag klokken 16 til 20 sender vi på hebraisk. Og man kan få meget mere at vide om Radio Shalom ved at gå ind på hjemmesiden. Den hedder www.radioshalom.dk. Og herfra kan man også lytte til udsendelserne, enten via en kategori eller en dato. Og her på Radio Shalom vil vi altid gerne høre fra lytterne. Enten så kan man sende os en mail. Her er adressen info@radioshalom.dk. Eller også kan man ringe til studiet. Telefonnummeret her er 35 85 86 11.
Velkommen til Klassisk Forum den 8. juli. Det siger Frank Ernæsting og Sten Møller Sørensen. Og hold dig helt ferie. At tænke sig Sommerfestivalen 2025, som er ledet af Poul Rosenbaum, som starter den 4. august. Sommerfestivalen for nye stjernetalenter får besøg af Maxim Benkerov den 13. august. Maxim Benkerov var en af denne verdens største violinstjerner, ikke just en nybegynder. Så hvad laver han der? Han trækker folk til, og vi gør opmærksom på det, fordi der stadig er billetter. Og lad os da lytte lidt til ham og på ham. Fra en nylig CD fra 2024 spiller vi Tchaikovskis violinkoncert i D-dur, og han spiller sammen med Berliner Philharmonikerne under ledelse af Claudio Abbado, som er alle steder. Og så skal vi også høre lidt på en usædvanlig gudstjeneste, fordi den er ledsaget af et jazzorkester, og det er jo ikke hver dag en gudstjeneste er det. Den fandt sted i Eliaskirken på Vesterbros Torv den 29. juni. William Sallikat, som er pastoren, er meget jazzinteresseret, og så var der kaffe på trappen bagefter. Der er altid et eller andet på trappen bagefter. Jeg må indrømme, at det havde sin charme. Vi spiller fra prædikenen og gudstjenesten ud. Og hvad synes I så om det? Det var alt for os. Vi lægger ud med Maxim Benkerov, som spiller, som sagt, Tchaikovskis violinkoncert i D-dur, sammen med Berliner Philharmonikerne under ledelse af Claudio Abbado.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Og det var så Maxim Vengerov. Så skal vi høre lidt på en usædvanlig gudstjeneste, fordi den er ledsaget af et jazzorkester. Den fandt sted i Eliaskirken på Vesterbros Torv den 29. juni og blev ledet af William Salikat, som er pastoren der. Han er meget jazzinteresseret og altid interesseret i at tale med folk bagefter, så der var kaffe på trappeafsatsen bagefter. En anden dag er der noget andet noget bagefter. Der er altid tid til en lille snak. Jeg må indrømme, at det havde sin charme. Så vi spiller fra prædikenen og gudstjenesten ud, og så kan vi høre, hvad I synes om det, hvis I ellers har lyst til at have en mening om det. Det var alt for os. Vi siger farvel, Franke og Sten, og på genhør.
This quote is about the fact that life does offer many opportunities, but we may not always see them. This quote is about instead of thinking in a limited way, you must think in terms of potentials. Embracing life, taking chances, not being afraid to go against the grain or step outside the box or the norms. Norms that other people often have set for us. On the contrary, we must grab all the gifts that life offers us so that we can live our lives to the fullest and so we can share our lives with each other to the fullest. We just read the parable of the great banquet where we're given the image of God or God's realm as a great banquet. We hear of a wealthy man who sends his servant out to invite people to the banquet, but all the guests excuse themselves and refuse to come. Then the man invites homeless people, poor people, people in poverty, people with disabilities, and they all show up to the banquet. But at the end, the host is very upset because the first guest didn't show up. So he ends by saying, "None of these people would taste my meal." Kind of a harsh comment, but I'll get back to that in a moment. If we start off with those who were invited to the banquet but didn't bother, didn't care to join, their excuses are many. But what they have in common is that they are more focused on themselves. They care more about what they own rather than what they have been given, which they think they share with others just as others could share their gifts with them. Perhaps we could say that they end up being lost in their own worlds. Their own limited worlds. But maybe also these people are afraid to join the big, great banquet, because it also means they have to leave their home and that which is comfortable, familiar. Then it's just easier to stay at home. If we look at those who don't have much but are invited the second time around, they show up, and they celebrate and they party until the early morning, sharing everything they've been given, in hopes of getting just as much, if not more, in return from others. And the question we're all left with is, do we want to join the great banquet, or do we want to stay home by ourselves and starve? It's an important question, and it's also a fundamental question. Perhaps that's why the host gets so angry at the end and says that none of the first people who were running or will taste this meal. Maybe he's so angry because this is such an important issue, a question. It's about our lives, fundamentally. One of the great blues singers, Billie Holiday, once said that in an interview, that there are two kinds of blues. There are sad blues, for when you're feeling down or when you're feeling sick. And then there's happy blues, for when you go to church. I remember hearing this interview many years ago, way before I became a pastor myself, and I was struck by her comments because I never associated going to church with being happy, being uplifted. To be honest, I associated going to church with something very serious, something very solemn, heavy, perhaps even gloomy. When I entered a church, the first thing I saw was a sad, tormented, suffering Christ hanging on the cross. I couldn't see the joy in that. But the gospel literally means the good news. The word angel also comes from the word gospel, which is also a messenger bringing good news. But the joy of the gospel can sometimes be hidden from us. Sometimes because we pastors can be overly serious and self-important during the service. Sometimes the hymns that we sing, they can feel outdated and boring because they're written in a language no one speaks anymore. But just as life is like a great banquet, just as God's realm is like a great banquet, so is the church service, a banquet where God himself, is the host. For in the church service, we meet. We sing together, we share a meal together. The church service is a celebration where we experience a moment's break from life and everyday concerns. We don't have to reinvent ourselves. We don't have to carry ourselves as much as we are carried. Carried by the words we hear, by the rituals that we can lean on and become part of a millennia-old tradition of people who have participated in exactly the same rituals. The church service is not so much about personal development, it's not about what I should do, what I should create, what I should accumulate. Instead, it's about undoing, it's about letting go, it's about what we can share. We don't sit in pews as psychological individuals, but as people who live with many of the same conditions as others, even though lives and circumstances can be very, very different. And in that sense, we could say that in the church service, we are de-individualized by being made equal with our fellow human beings. We are free from ourselves sometimes, our sometimes self-centered psychological selves, and our attention, along with everyone else, is in the same direction. We even sit looking at the same direction towards God. And in this great banquet, we are set free. Free from ourselves, but also free from the world's struggles, uncertainties, conflicts, sometimes hopelessness. We are free from it all for a moment, but not as an escape from reality. On the contrary, it's a space of freedom, a breath of fresh air we all need so we can return to the world again. Return with renewed comfort, renewed courage, and renewed joy. For both life, God, and also the church service are a great banquet that can awaken joy. But it's a very special joy. It's not necessarily the joy that makes us walk around with a big smile on our face. It's not a naive joy. In fact, it's a joy despite everything that could go wrong, despite our hardships, despite our hopelessness. Our musicians started off in the preview playing a beautiful piece by Bach. It's called Ode to Joy, I believe. And Bach knew this specific joy. There's a story of him where he often traveled around, not just in Germany, but around Europe, and long abroad travels. There's a story of him returning home after a long travel to discover, this is before phone and email, where he discovered that his wife and two children had died while he being away. And the story goes that that night, he sits by his diary and writes, "Dear God, may I not lose my joy." He's obviously speaking of a greater joy, a joy we can't necessarily find in ourselves, a joy that we are given. It's a fundamental positive and optimistic outlook on life despite everything. A joy, a vitality that reminds us that we are never alone in life, that God is always with us. A joy that tells us that God always has the final word, no matter how things develop, and no matter what the world looks like. It's a joy we can compare to a parent holding their newborn child for the first time. On the one hand, you're filled with an indescribable joy that feels like your heart might burst. But at the same time, you're filled with a solemnity. Because at that very moment, you understand that with this great joy comes great responsibility. For the outsider who looks at this parent, it may be difficult to see that he or her is filled with joy, but for the parent, it is overwhelming his message. And it's the same thing demanded of the church service. If you look at it from the outside and at a distance, it can be hard to see the joy in it. But it certainly doesn't mean it's not there. So life is a great banquet, but most people are starving to death. It's no use being afraid of life, afraid to step aside, outside the boundaries and norms. It's no use thinking in a limited way according to rules set by others. On the contrary, we must say yes to the great banquet. Life is a great banquet. God is a great banquet, and church service is a great banquet, where we share in the joy so we can unfold our lives and share it with others. For in God there are no norms. There are no rules in God. There is only love. The love that breaks down boundaries, time and space, and tells us again and again that life, as we have been given it, is many things, sometimes hard, sometimes hopeless. But in the end, it is good. In the end, life and life with God is a great banquet.
Amazing. You take it harder.
Dear God, we pray for the last, the least, and the lost. We pray for those who hide themselves, and for those who have a hard time reaching out to others. We pray for those who suffer from disease and addiction of all sorts. We pray for those who've buried a loved one and have to build up a new life for themselves. We pray for those who suffer from loneliness and sorrow. And we pray for those who can't fall apart because they're holding it together for everybody else. We pray for the outsiders, the oddballs, the weirdos, those who are imperfect and those who are a mess. We pray for those whose dreams didn't come true and for those who have lost hope. We pray for those who live under fear and oppression and for the many people living in war, especially in Ukraine and in the Middle East. Churches around the world and communities of faith, especially those who are being persecuted. We pray for the authorities, those in government and power. May they use their power not for the privileged few, but for the common good. Amen.
Thank you.
celebrating the Holy Communion, and everybody's welcome, regardless of your denominational background or non-denominational background. During the communion, you're also very welcome to light a candle at our lighting booth in the corner of the church. Dear friends in Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ himself said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." In his Holy Supper, our crucified and resurrected Savior gives himself to us, so that whoever hungers and thirsts for righteousness may find the food and drink of eternal life here. Our Lord and Savior, who rose from the dead to be lovingly and richly present in our midst, grant us that we may receive your body and blood in remembrance of you and as the affirmation of our belief in the forgiveness of sins. Cleanse us from our sins, and let the hope of eternal life shine forth in our lives. Make our heart ever more loving, and let us with all believers be united with you, as you are one with the Father. Amen. And let us together say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body given for you, do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Thank you. Let us pray. We thank you, good God, Almighty, that you have strengthened us with your gifts of life. We beseech you, bring to completion what you have begun in us, so that our faith may be strengthened, and our hope be deeply rooted, and the love of our neighbor may be vibrant in our hearts, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God now, and for all eternity. Amen. Before the benediction, I'd like to ask you to please stand, and either with a handshake or a hand in your heart, wish the person behind you, in front of you, next to you, God's peace. God bless you and keep you. God make your face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. God lift up your countenance upon you. Piano.